WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Let's take a look at some high school sports from last night. First, in Tuesday track action at the Clarinda Lady Cardinal Relays, Glenwood won the Class 2A team title with 198 points. Shenandoah with 105 was second. Clarinda, Creston, Thomas Jefferson, Red Oak, and Atlantic round out the field. In the 1A division, it was the Griswold girls winning the title with 120 points. Trainer was second with 82. St. Albert was 72 third. Mount Air, Stanton, Sydney, Lennox, Southwest Valley, Bedford, Essex, Riverside, East Mills, and South Page round out the rest of the field. At the Glenwood Rams Relays, this is the boys' event. It was Glenwood winning with 163 points. Lewis Central with 83 was second, and St. Albert was 79 third. Harlan, Abraham Lincoln, Creston, Clarinda, Thomas Jefferson, Red Oak, and Atlantic round out the top 10 teams in that field. At the Nottoway Valley Girls Invitational last night, it was Earlham winning the team title with 108 points. Nottoway Valley, the runner-up with 94. Interstate 35 with 78, placing third. Martinsdale St. Mary's and West Central Valley round out the top five. Audubon, Exira EHK, Central Decatur, East Union, Southeast Warren, Adair Casey, Cam, Melcher Dallas, and Orient Maxburg round out the rest of the field in that girls' meet last night. In high school soccer last night, a girls' action, it was Tri-Center beating Riverside 7-1. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Missouri Valley 4-1. Lewis Central over Denison 12-0. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City West 3-0. In boys' soccer, it was Riverside topping Tri-Center 2-1. St. Albert, a 3-1 winner over AHST Walnut. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 3-1. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 2-1. Thomas Jefferson beat Denison 4-1. And Omaha Gross over Abraham Lincoln by a 5-0 final. In high school tennis last night, in boys' play, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 8-1, Shenandoah beating Clarinda 7-2, Harlan over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. In girls' tennis, Kemper Catholic topping Atlantic 9-0, Clarinda edging Shenandoah 5-4. In high school golf last night, in girls' varsity play, Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 171-178 as two of the top Hawkeye 10 conference teams battling. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was the overall medalist, shooting the low round of 39 last night. Trainer also beat Southwest Iowa 207-272 in girls' golf. In boys' golf, it was Atlantic over Kemper Catholic 154-175. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was medalist, shooting a 1-under par 34 for the low round. Also, Riverside beat Cam 176-240. Brad McGinnis of Riverside was medalist, shooting a 41. Trainer beat Nishnabotna 176-202, the final in that meet last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center is expanding, and they're currently looking for an experienced full-time auto body technician to join their team. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and looking for a competitive wage, Atlantic Collision Center is looking for you. Stop by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar for an application, or call Doug at 243-7757. That's Atlantic Collision Center. Come join their team.
Iowa Reserves Kyle Meyer and Darius Stokes are leaving the program. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says the seldom-used forwards have been released from their scholarships and plan to transfer. Meyer, a 6'10 post player from Alpharetta, Georgia, played one season at Iowa after redshirting in 2012-13. Meyer appeared in just 12 games and averaged 1.3 rebounds. He'll have 3 years of eligibility left. Stokes played in 38 games in 4 years with the Hawkeyes. He's scheduled to graduate in May and should be eligible immediately for a final season at another school. Well, Connecticut completed a sweep of the men's and women's basketball championships. Brianna Stewart scored a team-high 21 points, and Stephanie Dolson came within three assists of a triple-double as the Huskies hammered Notre Dame 79-58 to win the NCAA women's title. Dolson finished with 17 points and a game-high 16 rebounds for UConn, which completed a 40-0 season by winning a battle of undefeated teams. It's the ninth NCAA title for Connecticut, and head coach Gino Auriemma breaking a tie with Pat Summitt for the most championships in women's history. Kayla McBride had a team-high 21 points for the Fighting Irish, who never recovered after falling behind 22-8. That victory comes a day after the Huskies' men's team knocked off Kentucky to win the National Men's Championship. UConn also accomplished that title sweep in 2004. In baseball, Matt Holliday hit a go-ahead two-run double in the sixth inning that glanced off right fielder Jay Bruce's glove on the warning track, and St. Louis beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-5 last night. Yadier Molina homered, and Peter Borjos had three hits and an RBI to help the Cardinals clinch their 26th series win to go with three losses and two splits since 2003 against Cincinnati. Bruce had a two-run triple in the first. Billy Hamilton's second hit of the season drove in a run, and Ryan Ludwig had two RBIs for the Reds. The Reds squandered a 4-0 second-inning lead by the bottom half of the inning. Then Lance Lynn got enough support to beat Cincinnati for the second straight time. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 10-4, San Francisco topping Arizona 7-3, Washington beat Miami 5-0, the New York Mets over Atlanta 4-0, and Pittsburgh edged Chicago 7-6. In the American League, James Loney hit an RBI single with two outs in the ninth inning to lift the Tampa Bay Rays over the Kansas City Royals 1-0 last night. Rays starter Chris Archer wriggled out of two bases-loaded jams and went seven innings in an impressive pitcher's duel between top young arms. Royals rookie Yordano Ventura dazzled in his 2014 debut, holding Tampa Bay to two hits and six shutout innings. Loney's grounder to right scored Will Myers, who snapped an 0-for-15 slump when he reached on an infield single to start the ninth. Myers advanced on a two-out wild pitch by Greg Holland. Joel Peralta got one out for the win, and Grant Balfour worked the ninth for his second save. Elsewhere in the AL, Seattle beat the LA Angels 5-3, Toronto 5-2 over Houston. Texas outscored Boston 10-7, Baltimore beat the Yankees 14-5. In interleague play yesterday, it was Cleveland over San Diego 8-6, the Chicago White Sox beat Colorado 15-3, and the LA Dodgers downing Detroit in 10 innings by a final of 3-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.